comes from medieval Judaism. It's kind of an occultic offshoot of Judaism that focuses on a book called the Zohar, the Book of Splendor. It's it first appeared in Spain in the 13th and 14th centuries, thereabout, and Kabbalism teaches that the Supreme Being is unknowable, that God is infinite and impersonal. It's kind of a Gnostic view of God.
Well, it sounds like it's almost like a mystical merging of Hinduism and Buddhism and Judaism, all and New Ageism into one composite.
It's very much an occultic and New Agey form of Judaism, and it departs dramatically from traditional Judaism, and it basically makes you the agent of your own salvation.
Which is exactly what Oprah Winfrey has said. You don't need God, you are God. You don't need a Savior, you are the Savior. And Mormons say that we are, God once was, and as God is, we are becoming. And when you start looking at all of these things, you begin to find the common ground in so many of these religions that is so uncommon from biblical Christianity. You've done a great job, Paul. I really appreciate given a gift to the body of Christ in this pamphlet, Christianity, Cults, and Religions, and also with your DVD, Christianity, Cults, and Religions. And friend, for your gift of $30 or more, we'll put the DVD in your hands, and $4, the pamphlet. If you want both, it's $34. And if you get both of them, there will only be one $4 postage and handling. If you get the pamphlet, it's $3 postage and handling. Of the DVD, it's $4. So make sure you avail yourself of these wonderful, wonderful tools. And while we're at it, let me just remind you, remember, I also wrote Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception, in which we discuss in detail many of the ways that we have become and are becoming deceived. $18 gift to Save America Ministries. You can find that on our website, saveus.org. Can I urge you to become a partner with us as day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Also, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God bless you. Be a blessing, and let's press on for Jesus, preparing the way of the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of
our and God. If they refused to follow my line of logic and thought, I felt I had failed as a teacher, as an educator, if they didn't believe my evolutionary philosophy. And so then what that does is it takes the life right out of them. They either do one of two things. They just roll.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris, who with Heart and Body Extract. And Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. And I think we've got Dottie on the other line. Hi, Dottie. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right. Well, of course, Sharon actually helps Radio Liberty. We enjoy having her on, and we enjoy, appreciate her helping to sponsor the programs that we do 5 hours a day. Well, Sharon, is there anything new at all about heart and body extracts? Certainly, is it still being widely accepted throughout the world?
Yes, we keep on opening up new countries. We just recently sent a package off to New Guinea, of all places. New Guinea, that was a new country. So we keep on opening up new countries and keep on acquiring and meeting new customers, and we keep on getting new testimonials. We've been getting a number of new pet testimonials, which is kind of interesting. A dog testimonial recently that came to mind, that the poor dog had really bad lymphoma. The owner was wanting to put it down, well, thinking about putting the poor dog down because it was so sick. And instead, she somehow found out about Heart and Body, ordered our formula, gave the dog 8 drops 3 times a day, which is a big dosage for a dog, but the dog was facing that lymphoma. And within 2 weeks, these tumors were shrinking, and the dog was coming back from the dead, alive. So, you know, pretty amazing testimonials that can happen. I'm not saying that's going to happen for everybody, but that just is something new that I thought was a very wonderful thing, that this dog had a second chance at life.
Well, Sydney, it's interesting, and I just hope and pray that, you know, that it will have some effect on people. I know an awful lot of people seem to be very, very happy with the product. Why don't you tell our listeners, if they haven't heard about Heart and Body Extract, what it is and why it seems to be so beneficial?
Okay, well, what it is it's an excellent herbal formula. It's organic and wild-crafted, and it was formulated to balance and support the heart and the circulatory system. It's made out of organic, well-crafted herbs. It's liquid, and liquids are the very, very best. Now, what does it have in it? It has in it garlic. Garlic will help to promote a healthy immune system. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. It also has in it hawthorn berry and hawthorn leaves. Hawthorn berry and leaves help to restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It'll help to regulate and balance the whole cardiovascular system. Also in the formula is coleus. Coleus has a 3,000-year history in Ayurvedic medicine. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs, and it also supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is motherwort, which is a circulatory stimulant. It's also a relaxant and nerve tonic. Next in the formula is bilberry, which is very good for the eyes, especially the night vision. It'll help to dilate blood vessels and promote a healthy immune system. Next in the formula is butcher's broom, which will help to maintain healthy vascular permeability and assist the circulation. Next, we have mistletoe, which will help to promote a healthy immune system. It has a calming effect on the whole body and supports healthy blood pressure levels. Next is kelp, which is used mainly for iodine and the effect it has on the thyroid. And then we have...
Oh, that doctor will be right back. Go right ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Then we have ginger, which supports healthy liver function and is nervine, and stimulates the circulation, especially to the extremities. And then finally, cayenne pepper, which will equalize the blood flow in the body, enhances the effect of other herbs, and stimulates the body and the organs properly so they can cleanse and function optimally. Great formula.
And you actually tried this out on yourself, didn't you, initially? Were you having some physical problems?
Yes, back 9 years ago. Boy, time flies. I had a number of problems. I was 45 going on 46, and at that time I had very elevated blood pressure. It was 160 over 110, and for me I was having nosebleeds and dizzy spells, and I was also having an enlarged heart. I had a lot of tiredness, lethargy. I would need to have a nap in the middle of the afternoon, like 3 o'clock. I would be really, really exhausted and have to sleep at that time just to get through the day. I also had swelling in the ankles and in the feet to the point where I wasn't able to wear normal running shoes anymore. And I also had problems with my heart skipping beats and palpitations and racing heart, these type of challenges. And it was really quite odd to me. I thought, well, why was this happening to me? Because I thought I was eating well. I was eating organic foods and drinking good quality water and exercising as much as I could. And still, it wasn't enough, and my body was going downhill pretty quick. So, you know, in spite of my best efforts, thinking I was eating well. So this goes to show, I mean, a lot of people think that they're eating well, and they may be, but for some reason there's some deficiencies happening there that the person isn't getting enough. So I looked and looked and looked to try to help myself naturally, and I really wasn't very successful finding anything that was working. And so in frustration, I thought, well, if I can't find something to help, let's create something that will help. And so I knew of a master herbologist who's very, very excellent at what he did, and does, I should say. And I hired him, and I said, let's create a formula that will help to support the heart and the circulatory system. And together we formulated the heart and body extract. Now, within 2 weeks of using the heart and body, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sharon was just listing it. She had listed all the various products within a heart and body extract, and the other two that she didn't list were ginger and cayenne pepper. And so that's what really gives the heart and body extract a real twang, but I'll tell you what, you sort of get very used to it. In fact, you almost look forward to it. Well, anyway, Sharon was just telling how she happened to put this together. She tried it on herself 9 years ago after she had it compiled by a master herbologist. And after you had taken it, what happened? You said your blood pressure seemed to feel was better. What else happened?
Yeah, the blood pressure went to balance. It went to 120 over 70. When I was taking the blood pressure, I couldn't believe my eyes. I kept taking it over and over again. Could that be my good fortune? Could that be my good fortune? And my husband said, yes, that's what it says there, 120 over 70. I was thrilled. That is 40 points down. I was thrilled. Now, within 30 days of using the heart and body, I was having more energy. I was able to do more, and I was able to put on my normal running shoes again. And I didn't have that swelling of the feet. So that was the awesome thing. And then regarding the heart palpitations and the skipping beats, that was fixed up, feeling much better within about 5 days or so, which was pretty quick. And we're all different. That's what happened to me. Dottie will say her testimonial, and then another person will have a different experience. So results vary from person to person, but that's what happened to me. And I've maintained those results for the last 9 years. I feel great. My energy is super. I'm able to swim 60 lengths back and forth. I don't need naps in the middle of the afternoon. I don't have the racing heart anymore. My blood pressure is normal. I do take a maintenance dosage of heart and body. I wouldn't be without it. And I take 20 drops once a day for maintenance, and that maintains my blood pressure to normal.
All right,
and
well, let's
keeps everything going well.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for Sharon, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Dottie on the line. Dottie has been, you've been taking this how long, 5-6 years now, Dottie?
Yeah, 6 years, right. This last July was the first time that I heard Sharon's voice after chasing something that would help me for 4 years. And hearing her story, as she's told you now, I could really relate to it, and ordered the product immediately, started right on it. Within 24 to 48 hours, my neuropathy turned right around and allowed me to sleep an hour or so at a time rather than the 20 minutes of the hurting and aching because of the poor circulation. So I began to clean up my blood and clean out, you know, clean the walls of my circulatory system. At the time, of course, I didn't really know. I've learned a lot within that time to know exactly what is going on. And it just makes sense that you've got to keep your bloodline, your lifeline, clean and healthy. So that's what Heart and Body began doing for me. And to prove that, in the seventh, eighth, and ninth days, I had lost my central vision. And it was causing the blood hemorrhages that had dried in front of my retinas to be eaten away. And it cleared it down to a film, a gray film, and I could see straight through for the first time in 4 years. So it's been an absolute miracle for me. It's a wow, wow situation. It's allowed me to cut back on my pharmaceuticals to about 25% of what I was doing. Now, I have diabetes also, and it's helped to keep that balanced. My blood pressure was way up there like Sharon's. It was 179 over 110, and I had to have my heart stopped and recalibrated. Yeah, I had numerous problems, but with my blood healthy and getting cleaned up and being maintained, then that, you know, was coming around. So my vision is greatly improved, and really, doctor, I have my life back. It comes down to that, so I won't be without Heart and Body ever. It's helped my kidneys, my liver. They were down to in 20% bracket of functioning, and now are at 90, which is perfect on the scale that I am using to measure the performance of my vital organs. So it is a process that has fed my body what it needs. That's the way God designed us, and that's what I put in my body with the right mental attitude, which is healthy. And I invite any and everyone to get out of the box, use your thinker that God gave you, be rational, do yourself the biggest favor that you can do physically, and that is to take Heart and Body faithfully so it can be faithful to you, because it cleans up the system and it keeps you healthy, and that goes all through your body. Because it's that clean bloodline that we're interested in to feed and help be healthy for the rest of the organs in the body. My hair, my skin are beautiful. So I'm pleased. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you have a question for Sharon, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And Sharon, would you like to get your website out, your telephone number, so people could know how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. The phone number is 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. And the website is Heart, H-E-A-R-T, and Body, B-O-D-Y, .com. Heartandbody.com.
Okay, and now basically you had somebody do a study on this. Was it a chiropractor, an osteopath, or who is it who did the study for you?
Naturopathic doctors, and I did say it would be the results would be posted by now, but I got sidetracked with income tax time, so I got my head in the books trying to fix up my income tax. That's really important to have the deadline done by the end of the month, so focus on that among all the other things I have to do during the day. So I do have from time to time clients say, when is this going to be up? As soon as I can. And I have a list of two or three people that, you know, want me to, the minute that they're posted, give them a call, which I will do. So,
well, why don't you tell us just basically what this naturopathic doctor found when he used this? And did he use it any sort of a double blind, or did he just give it to all of his patients?
It was a study in Vancouver with 100 patients. And it was not a double blind because there's the obvious taste of Heart and Body. It has a hotter, potent kind of taste. I really embrace the taste. I know you do too, Dr. Stan. It took you a little while to acclimatize to the taste. Often people need a little time to get used to it. But it's something that's quite distinguishable against a placebo. You can't really fool somebody with that taste because it has a stronger type of taste. So it was an open-labeled study whereby all of the clients had the heart and body extract. And the main thing that doctors were studying, because it's really quite easy to monitor, is blood pressure levels. And so they had specialized equipment to be able to monitor the blood pressure, whereby it would be taken every 2 minutes, blood pressure, and then blood pressure. So that was the main thing that they were studying. But in addition to that, they were also noting differences in people's experiences in terms of like their energy level, their ability to sleep better, other complaints, like let's say somebody had angina, chest pain, if they had regular heartbeat kind of episodes, or if they had a large heart, different kind of problems. Like different people had different challenges. So they were also doing observational study on these different test subjects, which were very interesting. And they have those results, too. It's a matter of posting them and making sure that none of the clients' names are on there for privacy purposes. And we have to be very careful with privacy purposes.
What about the blood pressure? What did it do for the blood pressure?
Well, they found that it was very effective for balancing the blood pressure. So there was graphs that were tabulated that showed before and after the results in terms of getting the blood pressure down. So, yes, it was shown that heart and body extract was very effective in balancing the blood pressure. In fact, Dr. Chris Spence, he said, if this was a drug, it would make the front page news. But because it is not a drug, it will never do that. Because of the way the system works. This is not a drug. It's an organic herbal supplement, which can't be patented, and so it can't be marketed by mass by the pharmaceutical industry, so it won't make the papers. But anyway, that was a compliment, a great compliment, because he knew how special it was, how effective it was, and how it should make the front page news.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Have a question for Sharon or for Dottie. And we'll be back here in just a moment or two to talk more about the heart and body extract. But it's been around for about 9 years. It is certainly, we've had a lot of comments from people. People have called in even on our programs to say how much they enjoyed it. So
great.
We'll be back in just a moment or two right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Sharon Harris of Heart and Body Extract. And then we have Dottie's. Sydney is a friend of Sharon's, and she's been taking the product for 5 or 6 years now. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Going live again.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you have a question for Sharon or Dottie, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Sharon is actually producing this and I'm really shipping it all over the world. It's getting a lot of good response from people. And it's sold. Don't you have some sort of money back guarantee on it, Karen?
Yes, we guarantee that the product will work for your money back. Guaranteed to work for your money back. We do ask, what can I say? We try to ask politely that people use it. I mean, we have a very low refund rate. I'd say 1 out of 250. But some folks, like I talked to one lady, what was it today? She phoned me and said, "I'd like to have my money back." And I said, "Okay, what was the reason, please?" And she says, "I don't like the taste." And I said, "Okay. Would it be possible that you mix the heart and body 15 drops, according to your weight, of course, because it does depend on the weight, with some juice?" "Oh, I already tried that." And I said, "Oh, really? Well, I've tried that myself, mixing it with juice, and it certainly tastes sweet if you add this." And then she says to me, "Are you saying you don't want to give me my money back?" And I said, "No, ma'am, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, could you try it?" And, "Nope. I don't want to. I don't like it. I want to send it back." You know, yes, we'll honor the guarantee, but yes, that's not very fair. She really didn't even try it.
I know.
Oh, my Lord.
That was one of the ladies that she got her money back and she was happy, but she really didn't give it a try. And it really takes sometimes, you know, a few days and sometimes a month or two, really, before people get a response. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. And, you know, it does make me sad. Let's say a person buys, you know, a two-month supply, and then they go and say, oh, I've tried it for a week. I had one lady like that. Oh, I've been taking my blood pressure 6-8 times a day, and it hasn't come down yet. And I said, how long have you been on the product now? She said, a week. And I said, you know what? Everybody's different. Some people will notice a difference in a few weeks. Some people might take going into the second month, but isn't it worth it to be patient and persistent and get the results that you're seeking? And then she says to me, are you trying to say you don't want to give me back my money? I'm going to report you to the Jeff Rentz company. I said, ma'am, I will give you your money back. No problem. You know what I mean? So, wow.
Well, I
mean, it could be
when
a little
you're dealing with the public,
sometimes.
Rarely something like that happens. We have it, certainly, in we have a little mail order business. But most people, fortunately, are nice and, you know, sometimes, of course, we have a bad tape or something, a bad CD, and we always, of course, take care of that. And sometimes people just don't like the product we sold them. And, well, that's I tell them that's their loss, but we'll be glad to give you your money back.
That's right.
But fortunately, it's probably one in every couple of hundred people, and maybe it was just a bad day. You can never tell. Well, one more time. I want you to get out your web page and your telephone number because the half hour is almost gone.
Okay, that flew by. Okay, the phone number is 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. And the website is heartandbody.com. Heartandbody.com.
All right, and then this is really a herbal formula, and it actually certainly it's got hawthorn in it. Hawthorn, if you look it up on the internet, is really a standard for heart. It's something that's been used really for thousands of years, and so many of these things, the herbs, certainly were used before we had pharmaceuticals, and of course the pharmaceuticals have done everything they could. Companies have done everything they could to discourage the use of the herbs. But the herbs work, and they certainly can have a powerful physiological effect. And if this, hopefully we're going to be able to continue getting them. It seems that there are people with a great deal of influence who really want to cut off the availability of these products for the American people, in fact, people throughout the world. Well, we've just got about 30 seconds. Do you have a parting thought for us, Sharon?
The parting thought would be, do try Heart and Body, and I encourage you to give it an honest try. And you know what, like you said earlier, most people, 99%, are really, really good, and they do give it a try. And when they do, they get the success, so.
All right, Dottie, do you have any parting thoughts?
Oh, just remember that it is, you can't overdose on it. It's liquid, so it gets right in and it does the job, and it does not cause any side effects like chemicals.
The interesting thing is, of course, you put it under your tongue, and there it's absorbed directly through the bloodstream.
Right,
you don't want to have to ingest it because, of course, you know, then, of course, you lose a lot of the effectiveness. But, of course, you want something, it sublinguals, gets right into the bloodstream. Good night. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
play.
No.
This is Dr. Stan, and of course, for this next half hour, we're hoping to have the freeze-dried guy with us, and we'll be a little talking about what's going on, certainly in our society, and really the importance of people being prepared for the difficult times that lie ahead. It's very interesting. Here in California, and I don't know if it's happening throughout the world, but here in California, why we've actually had the number of announcements on the television, and some expert will come on and saying, be prepared. Be certain to have, you know, be prepared for 3 days or 6 days, you know, certainly with food, water, flashlights, the other things. And it's a little unusual that we'd be getting these advertisements, but it's almost as if somebody is trying to get the American people prepared that there could certainly be a major problem. Well, certainly for this next half hour, our guest is going to be the freeze-dry guy. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Doing good.
Well, certainly, we were just mentioning that here in locally in California, as I watch television, why we very often will see these public service announcements come on, and they say, you know, now you be prepared. There could be an emergency of some sort, and you should have food and water and flashlights. Of course, they only suggest maybe a 3 or 6 day supply, but certainly I think that if there's an emergency, you want to be well prepared. We know certainly the people down there in New Orleans, when the flood did come, why there are many people there that had adequate food and water and supplies and generators, and they were able to stay in their homes and protect their property. It was the people who weren't prepared, of course, who were in tragic situation, had to go there to this major center and some sort of an indoor stadium, and it was just intolerable conditions as far as food, water, everything else. But the people who were prepared could stay in their homes. Are they doing this sort of thing all across the country? Have you heard about these public service announcements telling people to be prepared for difficult times?
I hear it occasionally, Dr. Stan, but it's not, you know, it's not as prominent as I feel it should be. And I think, you know, they address it, but not to the extent that they should, in my opinion.
Well, of course, we keep stressing. We think there's going to be some very real problems, and we encourage everybody to make their proper preparations. Are you seeing a pretty good response from people?
Yeah, we are. Well, we typically are always busy. It slowed down a little bit this month. I don't know what it is, but, you know, these things are cyclic. But, yeah, we're always very busy. We get calls from all over the country every day. You know, it's an interesting thing you said about during Katrina. I had a gentleman, he was a flight crew chief on a helicopter, and their job, among other things, was to extract people off of rooftops and trees and things. They saved a lot of lives. He ordered a year's supply of food for 4 people while they were circling over an area, taking gunfire from people. Actually, the rounds were hitting their helicopter, and they were trying to get people out to save their lives. Some of these people down there were so out of their minds to do such a thing. But he ordered it on the phone, literally during this, as this took place.
Well, of course, the nice thing about the type of freeze-dried food that you have is that it'll last for a good long while. And certainly when you open it, why, it almost tastes just like it was fresh. And once you begin to actually rehydrate it, why, certainly that's the advantage of freeze-dry. It tastes just like the fresh products.
Well, at that point, once it's once the water hits it, within 5 or 10 minutes, it's a fresh food again, totally refreshed in every way. By the way, I sent you some shrimp, I believe. Did you?
Yes, we did. I enjoyed it very much. In fact, we had my wife put it into a special sauce, and we had that. It was quite tasty.
Good, good, Dr. Stan. You know, we've come out, we got our own brand now of gluten-free foods, certified gluten-free, actually processed and packed in a totally gluten-free facility where nothing else with gluten in it is ever used. And we're putting them in buckets largely, 5-gallon and 2-gallon buckets, and it's kind of a grab-and-go type of thing. And for people, you know, I didn't know much about celiac disease last year, year before, certainly, but there's about 1% of the American public right now, they estimate very easily, have this condition. And they can be deathly allergic to anything with gluten in it, wheat, some beans, things like this. And so I did actually send you a flyer. We didn't get it out till a little later today. If there's a chance you could post that, I'd appreciate it. But, you know, for your listeners who are gluten intolerant, this is a good way to go. Because I've had for years people call in, mostly, I don't know if it's affects mostly women or not, but it's women who are calling. And in many cases, they indicated they could not use our entrees and such because there were noodles and things in some of the entrees. But I had to steer them into, you know, the straight meats, straight fruits and vegetables, and they were fine. But this is a big deal because as many of them expressed to me, they said, you know, quote, I will die if, you know, if I have to start using gluten items. So, again, we brought out the alternate line for them, too.
Well, some people just have this gluten intolerance, and it's a terrible thing, and these people just can't eat anything with wheat or wheat products. And there's quite a list of them. I'm not an expert at it, but I'm really interested that you've actually come out with a line. What sort of things do you have? I mean, is it primarily fruits and vegetables, or what is it?
Well, it is a vegetarian entree. The entrees are, although, again, we can supplement it with the freeze-dried meats, and they're fine. Nobody ever has a problem with that that I'm never aware of. But things like, we've got in the 72-hour kit, it comes with things like powdered dairy whey, whole powdered eggs, blueberry pancakes, chocolate pudding mix. I kind of like the chocolate pudding. I didn't think I would. We have things like cowboy soup, chicken veggie soup, Italian bean soup. These, by the way, tend to be quite hearty. Texas goulash, pasta veggie soup, and potato soup. And then in our 24-hour bucket, this other was a 72-hour bucket, and these are for 6 adults. They're nice-sized portions. They're very good-sized portions. I'm very pleased. With that, we have blueberry pancake mix, a dry pancake syrup. The meals are cowboy beef and rice, Texas bean bake, minestrone soup, chicken vegetable soup, cornbread, butter, and eggs. The butter, by the way, is Land of Lakes. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not, but they're Land of Lakes. Very high-quality butter. These are excellent products. Now, anyway, so the gluten-intolerant folks, I think this is the best way we've found for them to go.
Okay, well, I'm certainly glad you're offering that. And don't you have some sort of a special deal where people actually put in a certain amount of money every month and they get a special deal from you? What's that all about?
Yes, sir. It's our buyer's club. It's for the people that want to just do that. They just sign up, and it's an auto-ship type thing every month. They can look at the different menus, and they can go for what they want. And it's been very popular. I'm very pleased with it. I tend to be more, maybe a little urgent in, you know, wanting to get food in, you know, and recommend it to people. But again, for people to say, look, I budgeted whatever, you know, $100, $200 a month, it's a very good way to go. 1 month we'll have a protein pack, which will be entrees and things, or we actually have a protein pack that's in a straight freeze-dried meat. Next month we might have a vegetable pack or a fruit pack, and you can start rounding out your year supply quite nicely.
And I think everybody, people have to understand that basically you can get the number 10 cans. That, you know, that's for the family and for certainly that a lot of this is, you will maintain its integrity even after it's opened, as long as you keep it cool and dry. And then, of course, you have the packets that people would take for going hiking, things of that sort. So basically these are all products that are they pretty well put out by the same people?
Yes, they are. Yeah, and the cans have got a proven shelf life in excess of 34 years we know of, but they're not having any point. They've only been tested for like into the 35th year now, but as of the 34th year, there was no sign of degradation to speak of it at all. You know, like I joke to people, you know, they ask me how long the product lasts. I say, I don't know. I've only done this for 40 years, but really and truly, the food I've got put aside in my own personal supply from the early days, and you and I have talked about this, you've had the same or a very similar experience with them. After 35, 40 years, I just can't detect any rancidity or off flavor or anything. There has to come a point at which the food will begin to degrade, but it just hasn't been happening yet. The pouches I've had, and again, I think I've expressed this on your show, we've had pouches that were 35 years old that I packed for an expedition in 1974. Still fresh as a daisy. I'll pop them over, open every summer, and take a bunch of backpacking. Amazing product.
Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for the freeze-dried guy, he's on the front lines of this battle and certainly sells the products really all across America. And has a number of fascinating products. They're coming up, seems, all sorts of new products that I keep running into all the time. Well, now, basically, as far you have the you have actually the hamburger, you have diced meat, and you have diced chicken. How do those move?
Excellent. We burn through those pallets at a time. It's a product again. You pour hot water on it, and it's fresh chicken. It tastes like rotisserie chicken from the supermarket. At least that's what I say, and I've never had anybody challenge it. It's just amazing. It's a fresh cooked product, and again, those three meats are all pre-cooked. The diced beef is wonderful. It tastes like roast beef. And again, there's nothing artificial in it. There's no fillers. There is a little bit of salt added to those meats, and it's very, very minimal. The, what else? The ground beef, which is in a way kind of my favorite for a couple reasons. Not that it's any better than the chicken. The chicken, again, is just superb. I tend to lean a little more toward that and probably push that a little harder because it's the least expensive of the three. And it's the heaviest pack weight. So if people, especially on a budget, you know, I push a lot of that to them, along with our ABC soup. Those items alone can keep you alive for a very long period of time, and they're quite reasonable.
And, Chris, I think the interesting thing is that certainly all of these products, we've checked them out on the website, and they don't have MSG in them. My son is very sensitive to MSG, and almost all of them are MSG-free, which is really, I think, very, very important for people out there who do have that sensitivity. And, of course, MSG is not good for it. It may increase the taste, but they taste pretty good without it, and the important thing is that this is not something that you want to take. It's an excitotoxin. And it actually kills nerve cells. So you certainly want to avoid MSG. Aspartame is another one of these excitotoxins. But they are in so many prepackaged foods today.
They still are in many cases. We apparently two, 3 years ago perhaps, maybe five upwards of that, we had some MSG still in the Oriental meals. That's all been taken out. And you know what? The beef teriyaki, the chicken teriyaki, and the Oriental style chicken is just as good as anything. I'll go get it at a Chinese restaurant. Every bit as good, and yet without the use of the MSG. MSG too was put as well as a flavor enhancer in a lot of the company's foods, put in there for that, but also from a preservative standpoint. It's not necessary with the way our products are packed under a very minimal oxygen content, which is less than 2%. By spec, it has to be less than 2. It's usually less than 1, which is the best industry standard there is. That's also one of the reasons the product just plain lasts so well.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you would like to know anything at all about freeze-dried products, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and the freeze-dried guy does help support Radio Liberty, and we certainly appreciate that help, and this is how we're able to maintain our, at least in part, our network of stations all across America. Well, basically, you know, certainly... You mentioned that you're busy, but do you think that the average person in America has this sense of foreboding that people like you and I do? I mean, I've been at this for 48 years. I think that something big is going to happen. I don't know what it is, but we do see the structure of our society beginning to crumble. We see that certainly the economy, contrary to everything we've heard, is really not recovering. They're not getting more jobs for people. The housing market is certainly not improving. But even more than that, I think that there certainly we are having a really almost a disillusionment with America. People are losing confidence in this country. I very frequently will have people call me and ask me about going to this country or that country. And more people, we've never seen people talking about leaving America before, but more and more people are doing that because they know something big is going to come down the line. As you talk to people, I'm a freeze-dried guy. Do you get this impression?
All the time, Dr. Stan. Now, again, that's outside of my realm of where I work, you know, because people are calling us always. And they're, even though they are more squared away in what's happening than the average person, because they've connected a lot of the dots by listening to you and some of the other guys. But even at the gym, which I just came back, I hit the gym, several times a week, and I'll just kind of throw little tidbits out. No, people there don't know what I do at all. And I like it that way. And I'll just throw something out, and I'm amazed at the response, very positive, regarding what we're talking about, that, you know, again, things are going wrong, and people want to do something about it. I don't do that to sell food, you know. Every now and then somebody will ask me, you know, do you know where I can get some? They'll bring it up, and I'll say, well, there's a good website. I give mine. But, you know, anybody that's got any sense at all knows something's terribly awry. Some people can't put their fingers on it. Many people can. More and more people are waking up every day. But only the most disillusioned, or I should say delusional, can't see what's happening. They just refuse to. I think they're incapable of it. But the average guy out there, the average woman, the average man, yeah, they know something's seriously wrong, and they're not going for what they're being told out of Washington. And in my area, it tends to be interesting area here in Nevada County, up out of Sacramento, about 65 miles. There are a lot of very liberal people, a lot of very conservative people. It's quite a blend of both. And even the more liberal, if they're honest about it, they'll say, yeah, this is not looking good. But so many of them are afraid or just don't want to admit that maybe their leaders and such have failed them.
Well, I think the real difference between a conservative and a liberal really has to do with their confidence in government. Certainly, I think most conservative people are concerned about humanity. They just don't think that the government can solve the problems of mankind. The liberal thinks that all we need is to pass another law and everything's going to be all right. Never realizing, of course, that as you centralize power in Washington, why you lose your freedom. And this is why people of great wealth who want an authoritarian society are actually pushing these socialistic ideas in our schools, our universities, our textbooks. Because if they can do that, they can destroy the very fabric of our society, which is the Constitution, which limits the power in Washington, D.C. Those who want an authoritarian society want all power in Washington, D.C., because they know we have the finest politicians money could buy, and they'll be able to buy the politicians and legally take control of our nation, which they largely do today. Well, Sydney, our guest is freeze-dried guy. One more time, why don't you get your telephone number out for us?
Yes, sir. Okay, our phone number is 866-404-3663. And I say again, 866-404-3663. You can email us at info@freezedryguy.com or FDG if you want to talk to me personally at freezedryguy.com. And let me give our P.O. box if I may.
You go right.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Something nobody else has ever really researched, and that is the aluminum in vaccines. People are concerned about the mercury in vaccines, but there are probably a 30 or 40 times as much aluminum as there is mercury. And that, of course, is in the alum, which is, of course, one of the adjuvants that's used in this to stimulate it. What does aluminum do? Well, you'll certainly want to hear Dr. David's talk. I heard it, and I was very, very impressed with it. And he's done a great job with the DVD we do carry called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda. But I think you'll even be more impressed with his talk on aluminum and the tragic effects of vaccines on our adults and our senior citizens. And then, of course, we're going to have Dr. Paul Williams will be there talking about the Islamic terrorist training camps in America. You'll see the pictures of them. Dr. Williams has certainly worked with the FBI and intelligence agencies for years. But for some reason, at least somebody in Washington, D.C. is blocking any effort to deal with the Islamic terrorist training camps in America. And you say, why, that's crazy. We couldn't have Islamic terrorist training camps in America. But are you absolutely sure? Have you ever been to Islamburg in New York to see, or been down there by Big Sur in California, or the other places here on the West Coast where the Islamic terrorist training camps are? The local people know, but you'll never hear about it on CBS, NBC, or 60 Minutes, and you have to ask yourself, why? And then, of course, we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack will be here, so we're going to have a great time. Hope you can come. You're going to need a reservation. That's October the 17th, and, of course, it's an all-day conference. You're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then we hope that you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read this to understand what's really going on today and the spiritual forces behind the political forces that are shaping the world in which we live. And then, of course, we have a DVD by the same title. And we, of course, have my three pamphlet set, The Occult Hierarchy. That's The Occult Hierarchy. These little pamphlets, about 50 pages. You get three of them, very inexpensive. But they will give you insight into what's going on. In fact, we have little pamphlets on money. We have on the history of money, on Andrew Jackson's farewell address, certainly on the financial collapse that we had and how it was all engineered. Ladies and gentlemen, everything going on is engineered. They tell us that they want to solve the problem. They're not trying to solve the problem. Do you honestly believe that they could come up with seven or eight different programs to cure the housing problem and they could all fail? And that for a million people are going to lose their homes this year? And the government's doing everything they can to prevent it? Well, the government's doing everything they can, but not to prevent it. You must understand that the whole financial collapse is engineered. And unfortunately, I fear that before this is over, most people are going to lose everything they have. You need to hear my talk on the Financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon comes with a syllabus. My talk on the Financial Tsunami, we gave it about 4 or 5 years ago, but it's still very, very valid. And then, of course, we have all sorts of other material we hope that you'll want to get that will help you to understand what is going on today. We carry a book called Meltdown. It's written by Thomas Wood, who's with the Von Mises Foundation, going into, of course, what should be done at this time, but we're not doing anything, the things that we should be doing to solve the problem. There's going to have to be a recession. We're going to have to get rid of the debt, and we can start to build again. But you see, they don't want to get rid of the debt. They want to bring the whole system down. And you say, why would anybody want to do that? Well, these people have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream. And only by bringing down America can we transfer the wealth of this country to nations throughout the world. And that's why we're doing everything we can to build up the economy elsewhere and destroy it here. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Corey Brackett. And she's put together a couple of great DVDs. One is called Sweet Misery. The other is called Sweet Remedy. And, of course, this is the story of aspartame, NutraSweet, or the new name they've given it to, AminoSweet. Now, what is this? Why, it's a deadly poison. And they put it in our food. They put it in children's chewing gum. They put it in certainly children's formulas. They put them in children's vitamins and other things because it's sweet. But, of course, the sweetness covers up the toxic effects of this. We hear a lot today about obesity, and I'm sure I know here in the television programs we watch on the news, they're always talking about how many people are fat. How many people are fat? How we suddenly go to fast food restaurants? How it's the fault of the Colonel, Colonel Sanders, and all the French fries and the French fried onions that we eat. Ladies and gentlemen, the primary cause, the major cause of the obesity we're seeing is aspartame, because it produces pathological obesity in every animal that uses it. They actually use it many times in slaughter yards to fatten up the cows, and they put it in so many of our foods and proprietary foods because it causes pathological obesity. But it has all sorts of other effects. And, well, we've got Corey Brackett on the line, and she's certainly analyzed this, and we want to get Corey's thoughts. Hi, Corey. How are you doing? Oh, there we are. Well, hi, Corey. How are we doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. How are you doing? It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. And Corey certainly was a victim of aspartame herself. And I'm going to let her tell her story and how she got involved in this and then putting together the DVDs and what she found about the danger of this poison. And it is a poison. And the FDA is putting it in our food. And any effort to bring out the truth is effectively suppressed by the people who control the media, because, of course, they are really controlled by five major corporations that are carrying out the ultimate agenda. And what's the ultimate agenda? I believe the ultimate agenda of Warren Buffett and, of course, the Rockefellers and of Bill and Melinda Gates and of Ted Turner and of George Soros is population control. They want population control. You pick up the story there, Corey. Pick up the story and how you got involved and what you found.
Well, in 2002, or up until then, I was drinking about a six-pack per day of diet soda. And I was happily going on about my life. I didn't have a lot of energy, which now I understand why. And there were a lot of things that happened to me, like I got a very mysterious case of hives in 1990 that no doctor could figure out how this mysterious case of hives had suddenly appeared. Things like that happened to me. But in 2002, it became a different story. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I went very quickly downhill to the point that I was in a wheelchair with double vision and slurred speech. I could not really do anything at all.
And of course, you learned about that. Did you get off the aspartame before or after you got the MS?
I got off of it actually right before I got sick, almost immediately before I got sick, which is, by certain accounts, a rather rare occurrence. So I don't want to scare people.
Hold that thought. Okay, go right ahead with your story, Corey.
Well, it just, I don't want to scare people off by saying that, because just because I got off of the diet soda and then I got sick doesn't mean that happens in the majority of cases. But I was a very heavy consumer. I never listened to my mother's advice of everything in moderation, unfortunately. So I just pummeled my body with diet soda until I really, you know, I had real damage in my brain. And once you have real damage in your brain, it takes a while to get that cleared up. It's not something that is going to be okay immediately.
Now, you actually lost, what, about 70 pounds after you got off the diet sodas?
I did, which is very, very ironic. You know, I tried to lose weight for 20 years. I was trying to lose weight, and I could not seem to do it. Even if I did a semi-starvation diet, which I would certainly not recommend, but I did those things trying desperately to lose weight. I tried everything, but I could not do it. And when I got off of the aspartame, the pound just shed off of me.
And when you got off of the diet sodas is what you really mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes. Yes.
Okay, and then you lost the weight, and then, of course, you began researching it. Here you're in a wheelchair, you've got the symptoms of MS, you've been diagnosed as MS, and I'm sure, did they do an MRI, and did they find lesions there? How did they make the diagnosis?
Yes, they did, actually, they did three I've had. And the first one that I had, they saw a lesion in the center of my head, which was so large that my neurologist said it was the largest lesion she had ever seen, which made me feel great. And she immediately sent me back to rule out a brain tumor, which thankfully I did not have. But the third MRI, which was taken about 8 months after that, showed significant improvement, especially with that center lesion. It was all but disappeared.
All right, fine. And so basically you got off the aspartame, and of course these lesions just melted away, is that right?
That's pretty much the way it happened.
And then you
yes.
were able to get up and get around, and have you pretty well recovered from all of this?
Yes, now I'm walking for, well, until it got really hot this summer in
Hold that thought.
I was walking 4 miles a day.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. At the present time, Corey is out of a wheelchair. She's walking 4 miles a day. It's getting a little hot where she is, so she's had to cut back. But she's in good health, and she's lost the weight. But basically, the aspartame will produce pathological obesity, and this is what you'll never hear. And, of course, this is known. The people who read the scripts on television are telling you that. They keep emphasizing how terrible it is that people are fat, but they never tell you that the diet drinks, the diet sodas, so much of what we take today that contains aspartame is actively promoting morbid obesity. They know that, at least they do at the FDA, because they have all the studies, but there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people on this and on so many other things. Well, Sydney, what problems do people get into when they use aspartame, Corey?
Well, there's a wide variety, and part of that is because aspartame affects the brain. And any time you get a substance that affects the brain is like the master conductor to our bodies. It kind of orchestrates everything. So when you can affect the brain, you can pretty much affect a lot of different systems. So that's why they're so varied, but you can get like confusion is a very general seeming symptom until it happens to you. And I can tell you firsthand that having confusion or memory loss is another one. Those two things can be incredibly debilitating. And people don't really understand, and that's the hardest thing, because you'll look just fine, but you won't be able to remember a name at a party or of your best friend, or, very basic information, what day it is, or whatever. It can be very scary. And then there's also things like dizziness, and that can be debilitating, too.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, we're talking about aspartame. We're talking about NutraSweet. Aspartame not only produces pathological obesity, it produces infertility. And certainly, I think this is one of the major reasons that's being left out there, because we see the other fertility rate progressively falling in the United States. It's falling all throughout the world, because in every society, they're using various things to actually destroy the fertility of the people. But they can't tell the people, the elite can't tell them, that they really want to reduce the number of people in the world. And they're doing a great job of it, certainly, here in the United States, where the only reason we're able to hold up our we're not having a falling population is because we're bringing in all sorts of immigrants from other countries throughout the world, and they're having large families, but the actual traditional Americans having about 1.6 children per family, by the time you take in the immigrants, we have about 2.2 children per family, so we can maintain our population. But you go to Europe, why their population is dropping and dropping rapidly. Many of these countries will have 1.4 children per family, 1.2 children per family. This is happening in Russia. It's part of a planned program, but they can't tell the public. The population control is one of the major thing agendas behind everything going on, thanks to Mr. Gates and Mr. Buffett and the Rockefellers and these elitists like Ted Turner, who think they know what's better for us common people. Well, certainly then, of course, the aspartame has an effect on tumors. It'll actually produce childhood tumors, brain tumors. It will actually produce all sorts of tumors in adults. It will affect the immune system. It'll affect the endocrine system. They know all of these things. They just don't want the public to know. It can produce convulsions, can't it, Carrie?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And seizures, too. And it can cause slurring of speech, like I had mentioned, that I experienced. It can create headaches, which is one of the most common things that the FDA, it was reported to in the 80s.
Well, basically, Corey, you actually took a tour across the country, and you interviewed a lot of people for your first film, which was Sweet Misery. And suddenly you seemed, as I remember seeing the film, you've talked to a number of people who had MS or similar neurological problems, and at least some of them did get dramatically better after they got off aspartame. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Actually, all of them did. It was very gratifying for me, because when I first embarked on my trip, Dr. Sam, to do my research, I didn't know anything. I was just trying to find out the truth. And, you know, half of me was thinking, well, you know, I might go on this trip and there might not be anything here. But every time I interviewed people, there would be something there. You know, there would be some very compelling issue. And a lot of the stories that I heard were rather heartbreaking. And then I talked with doctors and other experts and really learned what was going on here. And I learned the history of aspartame, which is quite frightening in itself.
Well, we'll let you take that and perhaps cover that in just a moment. I would just say that certainly every MS case is not related to aspartame. I'm not even certain the majority are. But certainly some of them are related to aspartame, because they stop taking this neurological poison. It is an excitotoxin, and it is a neurological poison. It kills nerve cells. And once they stop taking this, at least a certain number of them improve. Do we have any idea how much of the multiple sclerosis and ALS is actually related to aspartame? Do we have any concept?
It's difficult to say specifically. However, Dr. Woodrow Monti has been devoting pretty much his entire scientific career. He's a research scientist and a professor emeritus of food science at Arizona State University. And what he talks about is that methanol is actually the cause of MS.
And basically, I think people have to understand that you're dealing with aspartic acid and phenylalanine, and that's what this product is, but it breaks down into formaldehyde and then into methanol, and that's a breakdown product as it's metabolized. Is that correct?
Well, that's almost correct. I mean, you just missed the fact that aspartame is 10% of, I mean, methanol is 10% of the aspartame molecule. The other 40% is aspartic acid and 50% is phenylalanine. So those are two amino acids, but in that concentration by themselves, in isolation, they wreak havoc on the system too. But methanol, I mean, okay, methanol also comes from cigarette smoke, which cigarette smoking has been linked in scientific studies to MS. And what Dr. Woodrow Monti has done is he's connected the dots that seem rather disparate and strange, and he's figured out that methanol is the common culprit here in MS issues. It's also found in canned fruits and vegetables. It's also found in mimeograph paper, like what teachers use a lot, or used to use until technology made a difference, and in wood processing plants and so forth. So it does have different places where it's very, you know, prevalent. And in those areas is what he has discovered, Dr. Monti has discovered, have a great prevalence of MS.
So he thinks there's a definite relationship between aspartame, the methanol and aspartame, and the multiple sclerosis?
Yes.
Now, has he published papers on this, do you know?
Yes, he has. He did a very recent paper in the journal Medical Hypothesis. I can't remember the full name of it, but it was something to do with methanol as the Trojan horse and the inscrutable you. Because ethanol, as you know, Dr. Stan, is the antidote for methanol. And when ethanol is drinking alcohol. And when you have one drink, it's good for you. But when you have a bunch of drinks, it's bad for you. And what this U-shaped curve does is it shows that correlation.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, this is the toxic substance. Now, why in heaven's name has the FDA allowed a toxic substance? The people feel that, well, the FDA is there to protect us, you know. So why are they allowing a toxic substance to be put into baby food, to diet drinks, to a chewing gum, you know, for this used by children, when, of course, it's a neurotoxin and it destroys brain cells?
Well, it's a horrific situation.
Let me just put our telephone number out. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Carrie, or Corey, bracket, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Go ahead, Corey. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment. We have to go to a break. But I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, you understand this toxicity, this substance. They've come up with a new name for it, aminosweet. Now, who could be against amino acids? Well, but you see, it's much more than amino acids. It has certainly methanol, and it breaks down part of the breakdown process is formaldehyde. Do you really want to embalm your body before you die? Go right ahead, Corey.
Yes.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency.
Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This was known in the 1960s that this was a deadly substance. There was a doctor named Dr. Olney. Would you like to tell a little bit about his work? Because you have clips, a great deal of coverage on his work in your second DVD, Sweet Remedy.
Yes, Dr. Olney made very good progress scientifically because he did studies on mice in the lab. First of MSG, monosodium glutamate, which is the substance that causes the Chinese restaurant syndrome, that people may know that term. That can cause a lot of problems, and what he found was that it actually caused lesions in the brains of these mice in the lab. And he also found that the same thing occurred with aspartic acid. That is 40% of the aspartame molecule when he tested that substance in the lab. So he really did a lot of research and kind of figured out that, hey, there's a big problem here. not addressing, and he was one of those lone voices in the wilderness, unfortunately.
And he also found that it produced brain tumors in rats, didn't he, or in mice?
Well, lesions and brain tumors.
Right, okay. All right, so basically they know that this is a dangerous substance, and yet it is allowed there. There's all sorts of reports. There's something known as the Bressler Report. And we actually carry the Bressler Report.
It was, oh, that's wonderful.
Well, basically, Dr. Bressler worked for the FDA, and he evaluated for the FDA, and all the terrible things that happened as a result of the aspartame, but that report has been carefully suppressed. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that the FDA is not there to protect you. The FDA is there to release a lot of pharmaceutical products that will benefit the pharmaceutical industry, because the pharmaceutical industry finances the FDA. Basically, they don't get a sufficient budget from the government, or maybe they do. They just want more money so they can pay higher salaries. And we've got some of the highest paid people, the scientists, in the entire government working for the FDA. And they say, oh, we've got to get them lots of money to get top-notch men. Well, unfortunately, we have men who are there primarily for money. A lot of them work also as consultants for the drug company, so they're double dipping, and they're releasing drugs that should never be released. They knew Vioxx was a lethal drug when they put it on the market. They certainly know that statin drugs, the risk-benefit ratio is certainly negative. You should not be taking statin drugs, no matter what your doctor says, because he's never read the package insert. You need to read the package insert, on so many of these products, and you'll find out that what your doctor tells you is not true. And it is not that the doctor is a bad individual. I certainly went to one of my very good friends, a cardiologist, one time, and when my regular cardiologist was out of town, he wanted to put me on to antihypertensive medication, and he gave me samples. I read the package insert. You know, and there was a 1% fall as far as the mortality rate, 1% a year if you took the medication. And yet, of course, certainly I had aortic stenosis. That's why my blood pressure was up. I got my heart valve changed. I was just fine. I didn't need antihypertensive medication. But certainly, by artificially dropping my blood pressure, I could have laid myself open for a heart attack or a stroke. One of my very good friends, in fact, he owns offices right next to mine, his wife went on antihypertensive medication. She fell off a stool, broke her neck, and died.
Oh.
And it was related directly to the antihypertensive medication, which is authorized by the Federal Drug Administration because they're so concerned about our health. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to learn how to look after your own health. There's a lot of very, very poor information out there. A lot of it comes from the FDA, which, of course, had authorized aspartame, which is a deadly poison, and it is having a profound impact on our children, their minds, their bodies, their reproduction. It's carcinogenic, and they know all of these things. And you say, well, if that's true, why doesn't everybody know this? Oh, let me suggest a website. It's called doorway.com. Doorway with one O in doorway. And it's an excellent website. It's Betty Martini's website. And of course, we'll be back in just a moment with Corey and ask her to get some more websites for you. But you need to find out if this is really true. Now, if it's not true, you got nothing to worry about. But if it is true, then most of what you read in the newspapers and the magazines and you hear on television and on most radio programs just isn't true. And you're going to have to learn how to look after your health and the health of your children.
Don't be late.
No.
Dr. Stan back in. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Corey Brackett, and our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Could this really be true? Could what we're saying tonight about the fact that certainly aspartame produces pathological obesity, it interferes with fertility, it has to do with the autoimmune disease, attention deficit disorders types of affairs, it certainly is carcinogenic, it interferes with the immune system, it interferes with the endocrine system. Could this really be true and to be totally concealed from the doctors of this country and certainly from the people of this country? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is. Once again, the website I suggest is doorway.com, D-O-R-1-O-N-D-O-R, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com. It's Betty Martini's website. It's excellent. And, of course, we do have tape sets on this. We actually have the DVDs that Corey's produced, Sweet Misery, Sweet Remedy. We have Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, Dr. Roberts' book, Aspartame, The Forgotten or Ignored Epidemic. But, Corey, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out, or if you have one, or website, or any information you'd like to get out of this time.
Sure. Well, my website is www.sweetremedyradio.com. RemedyRadio.com. That's Sweet, SweetRemedy, radio.com. And it's all one word. And then my email address, which is the best way to get a hold of me if somebody has a question or would like to get a hold of me, is Corey, C-O-R-I, at SweetRemedyRadio.com. But I have to tell you, Dr. Stan, that, gosh, there's so much I'd like to say after listening to you for, like, the last segment or so. But your music in the interim, in this break with the God Bless America, and then you had the clips of people saying goodnight and mm-hmm. all of that, I thought that was wonderful. It brings us back to another era that we have forgotten in this society, this high-tech world where we can chat with somebody on a video screen 2 inches wide on our cell phones and text message people that we've never met, and all of that sort of thing. We've disconnected from that human one-on-one interaction, and that's something that I talk about actually in my multimedia memoir called Through the Shadows, and that's available on Amazon.com.
Now, what is that? Is that a book or what?
difficult to describe. It's a book of poetry and prose and some photographs, along with a spoken word CD. When I was at my sickest, I felt a lack of sensory input. My fingers were numb. I couldn't taste anything. I couldn't see anything. All my sensory inputs were pretty much shutting down. And the only way that I could really come up with to really describe that experience to people was if I gave a sensory bombardment in as much as I could. And it's not a Nickelodeon-type sensory bombardment, you know, where they have to scroll down under the screen because our attention spans are so short that we have to do that nowadays. But it's kind of a literary bombardment is what I would call it. And I found that the feedback that I've gotten is that it's very good for people who are caring for people who are sick, who are really sick. And they are reaching out to try to understand what's going on. Or for people who are really, really sick, who need to hear a common voice in the wilderness, something that they can relate to. But anyway, the reason why I was talking about how there were so many things that I would love to say is when you mentioned that horrible story about statins, about both yourself and that woman that worked in the, I can't quite remember where, if it was the office next door to you or something, but that she died and you risked death. And I read an article recently that talked about a doctor who did a study, and this was published in some preeminent journal somewhere. And he was saying that fast food restaurants should disperse statins like ketchup or mayonnaise, which I was just completely horrified by.
Well, of course, the thing is that he believes the idea that it is the cholesterol that produces arteriosclerosis.
Right.
Of course, he has fallen into the trap, and believe me, it's very easy to do because there were studies that were done many years ago on rabbits, and they found out that if you fed the rabbits large doses of cholesterol, why, of course, arteries would get clogged up, and then if you took away the cholesterol, why, of course, the arteries would open up. And so everybody said, why look and see there? I mean, it's scientific. You can see the slides. It's done scientifically. But what nobody ever mentioned was the fact that basically the rabbits wouldn't eat the cholesterol because it didn't taste good. And so what they had to do was put in the triglycerides along with the fat. And when they put the triglycerides in with the cholesterol, then the rabbits got, of course, the arteriosclerosis. Well, if you just gave them the triglyceride flats, they got the arteriosclerosis. It had nothing to do with cholesterol. But you see, this is a very effective scam because now we can say, well, look, we've got these statin drugs and they lower the cholesterol. And ladies and gentlemen, that is absolutely true. They do lower your cholesterol. You get cholesterol from your food. You get cholesterol manufactured by your body. Your body knows how much cholesterol you need and regulates the level. When I went to medical school, the normal cholesterol was 280. And then they loaded it to 240. And now they loaded it to 200. And then now they want to get it down to 160. And it does nothing but do damage. But let's get off the statin drugs because they are a fraud. Let's get back to the aspartame, which I think is so vitally important, that people understand that there is a poison, but they're giving it to our children. They're putting in our children's chewing gum. They're putting it in the various proprietary medicines given to children. They're putting it in baby formulas. They are poisoning our children.
I've heard children drinking diet soda from their baby bottles.
Absolutely. And people really understand that this is there. It's not imaginary. It's very real. The scientific studies are there, but you're never going to hear about them. And the doctor is not going to hear about them because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd like to know what you think, if you have any thoughts on this at all, if you are aware of how terribly toxic the aspartame is and how it produces the pathological obesity, and have you noticed, as you watch television, the emphasis on people with fat stomachs or fat rear ends, and how they keep talking and talking and talking about it, but they will never tell you the real cause. You know, we've even have television programs on The Biggest Loser, and oh, look at these terribly fat people, and I'll tell you, I bet that most of those people are drinking diet soda so that they can get rid of their weight, without realizing, of course, they will never get rid of their weight drinking diet soda. Let's go to Barb, who's on the line. Hi, Barb, do you have a question or comment?
I was just wondering if Corey could repeat what she had talked about regarding them changing the name of aspartame and, you know, kind of emphasizing for people. I missed a little bit of the first part. And if any of the other sweeteners are being renamed as well, or is it just the aspartame?
As far as I know, it's just aspartame for the moment. That could change at any time, given, like, our historical perspective of MSG, which it seemed like every time we got, you know, we went, oh, I don't want monosodium glutamate in my food, they would change the name. Now they're doing the same thing with aspartame, and what they're branding it as is AminoSweet. They are doing a similar thing with high fructose corn syrup, but that's not an artificial sweetener. However, that is linked to obesity and diabetes, and it's getting a bad rep. So they're changing the name of that substance to corn sugar.
Uh-huh.
To make it sound so much more wholesome.
Well, of course, but it isn't wholesome. It's very dangerous, and you should not be eating anything with the fructose corn syrup, and yet this is used in so many things as sweets. Isn't that correct?
That's very true. You can barely find anything that is not sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. You know, it's in Arizona iced tea. I looked at one the other day thinking of getting one. I was horrified to see that was on the ingredient list. It's in a lot of foods that we wouldn't even think of as sweet.
Well, Barbara, did you have another question?
No, they really do put it in a lot of things. I am noticing that their sign, you know, says contains not, you know, does not contain high fructose corn syrup. On the other hand, people really do need to read their ingredients when they're buying things to see what actually is. And if it says corn sugar, then you know you're getting into the high fructose corn syrup, which is not good for you.
And let me just point out that they have the names for MSG. They call it a hydrolyzed protein. They call it artificial sweeteners. Artificial flavoring. And do you have a couple of the other names they have, Barbara?
Autolyzed yeast protein,
right.
And that one is another one. And just be really careful. If you have allergies to MSG, don't fall for natural flavors. If it doesn't say no MSG, don't trust it, just from personal experience. Natural does not necessarily mean anything.
Barbara, I'm so glad you called today and brought up this subject, because it really needs to be brought home to people, to read the labels and not be swayed to or get lazy and think, oh, well, you know, I've known this product for 4 years and it's been fine, so I don't have to look at the label anymore. Well, they often change the labels and change the ingredients. So you have to be ever vigilant.
And you will find the MSG in most of the Campbell soups. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they put them in there, and the average person doesn't know, but they know how dangerous it is, and they don't care. All the telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If I could make a suggestion, we do carry an excellent book. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And it has, it's put, of course, written by our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock, but it has a list of all of the names they put on the MSG products, so at least you have an idea how they're trying to deceive you.
That is a great book.
I agree with you. It's got a good section in it on aspartame as well. Well, Barbara, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just encourage people, read your labels and be very careful, and sometimes you can get an idea what's in there, and go over to the fresh fruit section of your department, your grocery store, and you can probably make it yourself if with just a little extra effort, and it'll be much safer.
And you're a lot better off with fresh fruits and vegetables than you are with all of these proprietary products that they have ready-made. All you have to do is pop them in the oven. And ladies and gentlemen, you're doing your family a disservice by the products that are there. Well, our guest, of course, is Corey Brackett. We're talking about aspartame. And go right ahead, Corey. Were there a few other points you wanted to make?
Well, yes. Dr. Stan, I think the most important lesson that anyone can learn about aspartame or high fructose corn syrup or statin drugs or any of these things that we're told are good for us and they're really not is that we need to learn to listen to our bodies first and foremost, because our bodies will not lie to us, but they have a very small voice that is whispering to us. And it can be very easy to ignore that voice in the cacophony and the loud, you know, day-to-day living. But we need to be able to quiet down our minds enough to be able to listen to our bodies and realize if we ingest a substance, does that help boost our life energy or help deplete our life energy? Does it make us feel good and energized or bad and lethargic? And that will be the final test, ultimately.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that there are a number of products out there that are harmful for your health, but certainly aspartame is right at the top of the list because it's so widely used in so many products today. But they seem to have been targeting the children, and that's really what's so unconscionable. Wrigley's knows exactly what they're doing, and they're putting the aspartame in their gums. They've been notified about the damage they're doing, and when they were notified, then they put it in all of their gums. Before, it was only in some of them, and this has a profound impact on the minds of the children, and basically it can lead to the hyperactivity disorders or these various types, it is a tumor-producing product. They know it produces brain tumors in animals. There's no reason to assume it wouldn't produce brain tumors in children, and we see a significant increase in the incidence of brain tumors. Why are they doing that? And even more, why is the government allowing it? And it's simply because, ladies and gentlemen, there's some very wicked people. If you wanted to do damage, where would you go to work? If you were a doctor, would you go to work in little town someplace and be a general practitioner? Or would you get a job working in government which you could release terribly toxic and deadly drugs that would destroy the life of millions of people? Where would you go if you wanted to do harm? Why, you'd go to government. And unfortunately, this is the case. And we know that the people working within the FDA, working within the EPA, are trying to get the truth out. And they're blocked. They're going to lose their job. If you want to know about fluoride, go to the EPA website, employees, NTEU280.org, www.NTEU280.org. Read that website and weep. Well, Corey, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Well, Dr. Stan, it has been an incredible...
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Tape sets on aspartame. We carry the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills, by Dr. Russell Blaylock. We carry Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Change Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life is the title. And, of course, there's a section in there on aspartame. There's a section there on MSG. And all of the names that they put in to confuse people about that. Of course, there's an excellent section there on water fluoridation. It is a book which you should have and you should read. And I'm not saying that because we're providing it. You can get it through Radio Liberty. You can get it any place you want to. But the book we carry, certainly my wife has a copy and she uses it regularly. So then, and it's always just a great source of reference and information. And then, of course, we need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do have a few advertisers, but I wish we had more. If you know anybody would like to advertise with us, why, we would love to have their support. But certainly, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters so we can maintain our network of over 60 radio stations across the country. And we do actually have a number of major radio stations on our Saturday network, and we sort of blanket California very effectively. I would like to have more stations, but right now we need to preserve what we have. So if you can help, we'd love to hear from you. If not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And then we need to remind you on Sunday, the 17th of October, We are having an all-day seminar here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in Aptos. You're going to have, of course, the tickets. We're serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. And this is on the north shore of Monterey Bay, beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. It really is a beautiful spot. And we have our meetings there every year. And most of our people come back year after year. We're having great speakers coming. And if you'd like to come, please give us a call or write in and get your reservations call 1-800-544-8927. Now, how do we understand what's going on today? Well, you need to get my talk on planned population reduction. You need to get my talk on none dare call it genocide. You need to get my talk on population control. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and get the section on the Georgia Guidestones. This is a monument put up in Elberton, Georgia, by a secret society, and of course they advocate, point one, to maintain the population of the world at 100 million, in constant at 500 million. Maintain the population of the world at 500 million in constant balance with nature. What they're really calling for is elimination of over 90% of the population of the world. These people know what they're doing. Nobody knows who they are. The building was put up, the monument was put up by a man named R.C. Christian. That stands for Rosicrucian. This is a secret occult society that worships Lucifer, and this is what it's all about. And until people understand that, it's not imaginary, that's their symbol. And you'll see their symbols, you'll see the symbols of the secret societies on the back of the dollar bill. The emblem, certainly the glorified eye above the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, is the symbol of the ancient mystery religions, going back 5,000 years or more. And if you doubt that, you need to get our secret government four-tape set, the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, where Professor Quigley talks about that emblem on the back of the dollar bill and says, that's been around for 5,000 years. And he's absolutely right. So what's it doing on the back of the dollar bill? Why, they hide their emblems in plain sight, and you will never know what they are because nobody will tell you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Good night. May the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. Thank you for wanting to know more. Well, guess what? Power Hour was right again. This time about how to get healthy. Big news. One of our leaders in this country has now said 85% of the people that go on a plant-based diet reverse their heart disease. Someone has done it. Someone is doing it. Lots of people have done it. We're going to talk about that a little bit because it makes news when someone big time says it in the media and CNN covers it. Thank you for joining us for the Power Hour today. We're going to talk about the things that